This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with baseball insider Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome. And, rain delay, but a Red Sox win last night.
It took a long time last night, Bill, but the Red Sox finally came away with a 9-5 win over the Braves. Rafael Devers leading the way with a double home run, 3 RBI. Nick Pivetta improved to 6-0, allowing 4 runs over the 6 innings. Sox now 11-1 in Pivetta's start since acquiring him last year. First time that the Sox have won as many as of 11 of a pitcher's first 12 starts with the team. But as you mentioned, it was a long night at Fenway. Rain delay 2 hours and 53 minutes. It started in the 6th inning. The game lasted 2 hours and 56 minutes total. So about 6 hours of your time was spent down on Jersey Street last night. It was a damp one for sure.
Well, it wasn't my time, Andy.
And it wasn't mine either, I must say. I packed it in before the game even restarted last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, boy, that game highlighted what a special swing Rafael Devers has. I mean, that's shot off the left field wall. I mean, we've seen swings like that in the past, but, man, this kid's unique.
No, he certainly is, and he had a big home run to center field earlier in the game, and then that inside-out swing, the whack one off the wall, and when he gets in a groove, he's definitely on fire.
All right, Andy, so Sox out of first place, though.
Yes, they are. They're 30-20 on the season. That's good for second place now in the American League East, just a half game behind the Rays. Sox off today. They're back in action tomorrow night at Fenway, beginning a weekend series with the Marlins.
All right, so take us through the last several days for this team. What's been up?
Yeah, since last we spoke, last Thursday, the Sox beat the Blue Jays 8-7. J.D. Martinez had a two-run homer in that game at the top of the ninth to put the Red Sox ahead to stay. For Martinez, it was his 250th career home run. Then on Friday, the Sox headed over to Philly, and they beat the Phillies 11-3. Rafael Devers, another big game for him with a home run, 3 RBIs. Danny Santander hit a home run his first game with the team. And Saturday, the Red Sox winning streak went up to 3 games as they nipped the Phillies 4-3. Xander Bogaerts, Danny Santana, each hitting home runs. Everything came to a crashing halt on Sunday as the Phillies came back to beat the Sox 6-2. Our so-called number one starter, Eduardo Rodriguez, fell to 5-3, allowed 4 runs in 4 innings. His ERA now up to 5.06. But Franchy Cordero finally had hit his first home run as a member of the Red Sox. And that one went an estimated 474 feet. And on Sunday, the Red Sox were knocked out of first place for the first time since April 7th. Sox were off on Monday. They came back to Fenway on Tuesday. They were beaten by the Braves 3-1, and former Sox third baseman, the Panda, Pablo Sandoval, had 3 hits in the game, and in the game, the Red Sox had just 3 hits total.
Yeah, and during that stretch, the Tampa with 11 straight wins at one point before being snapped the other day. But what's your assessment of the Panda, Andy?
He's an interesting character. That's
not to be confused with Andy the Panda.
I don't miss him. Certainly don't at all. But, he's found a niche at this point in his career as he's winding things down. He's more of a pinch hitter than anything else for the Braves at this point. He DH'd on Tuesday night against and actually last night, too, against the Red Sox. So when they play in American League Park, so he'll get some extra at-bats. But, he is what he is. He's just a bench player at this point, a role player, and he came back to show his old team what he can still do from time to time.
You got it. Well, Andy, what are some other Red Sox notes or updates for us?
Well, kind of a note that they need to work on a bit. The Sox just hitting just .233 with a runner on third base and less than 2 outs this season. So that's something that they need to improve on going forward, no doubt about it. And then we'll get you updated on some news with the roster. The Sox have activated infielder Christian Arroyo from the injured list. They sent infielder Michael Chavis down to AAA Worcester. Chris Sale continues to make progress in his return from Tommy John surgery. He'll be facing live batters soon. And pitcher Ryan Brazier, also in Fort Myers, recovering from a calf injury. He's also close to facing live hitters.
Mm-hmm. All right. You always tell us what's up on Nesson Plus or the highlight program for Nesson. So what's up today with Nesson?
Well, Red Sox on this day, Nesson Plus. You'll have to stay up late for this one. First pitch coming your way at midnight tonight. It's a game for May 27th of 2017. Brian Johnson tosses a 5-hit shutout. Jackie Bradley Jr. hits a 2-run home run in the 6-0 win over the Mariners at Fenway.
Wow, not till midnight, huh? I think I might miss that one. We could catch that one. Yeah, we could always record it, though, folks. All right, that's what I suggest. All right. Andy, Major League Baseball news and notes from this past week. What do you have for us?
Well, on Tuesday, Joe West set the Major League Baseball record for umpiring the most games at 5,376. West umpired his first game back in 1976.
That's
catcher Jose Gaudy made his Major League debut back on Friday, making him the 20,000th player in Major League Baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
And some players with some interesting injuries. Indian pitcher Zach Plesac broke his thumb on his pitching hand after he pitched on Sunday, after aggressively ripping off his shirt after the game. Today, if you're looking for some extra baseball to watch, a couple doubleheaders being played in New York. The Yankees and Mets both playing twin bills in the Big Apple after their games rained out yesterday. This is just the fourth time that the Mets and Yankees have played doubleheaders in New York on the same day. And you can double-check your attic or your closets or under your bed, a Honus Wagner baseball card sold at auction over the weekend, $3.75 million.
Yeah. You know, my baseball...
Bill, I checked.
You know, my baseball cards are no longer under the bed. I don't, you know, I don't even know where they are.
But, yeah.
I have just a few.
All right.
I wouldn't call it a collection either. So, you know, it's funny. I always thought the, maybe I'm not paying attention, which is possible in the last several years, but the Mets and Yankees never used to play on the same day. They used to alternate the schedules. But obviously with the pandemic and scheduling and so on, maybe that's changed.
Yeah, it's something definitely doesn't pop up too often. In fact, I did actually, back in the, I want to say it was the mid-90s, I did take a trip down to New York City, and I saw a Yankees game in the afternoon against the Red Sox. I think it was Memorial Day weekend, as a matter of fact. It might have been on Memorial Day Monday. They played a Sox, played an afternoon game against the Yankees, and then at night headed over to Shea for a Mets-Reds game. So it does happen on occasion. But as you said, yes, definitely. Most of the schedule is that they flip-flop, that one's home and one's away. But sometimes there's a little bit of overlapping. More so a little strange with this particular series where it's more than just like one game where they overlap. This is more of a situation where it's an actual three-game series where they're overlapping at the same time. That is definitely more of a rarity.
Yeah, exactly. And in particular, doubleheaders of late. I mean, we never have double. You know, when was the last time the Red Sox really had a doubleheader? I mean, they've had some day-night doubleheaders, but
right. I mean, yeah. This is a fact. This is a COVID doubleheader. Yeah. Seven innings games will be played today, just because the games were rained out yesterday. So it's not a true doubleheader, if you will, but the weather played a factor, and of course with the new rules from Major League Baseball, you're not going to see nine-inning games. You'll see a couple seven-inning games. But even though, I mean, hey, four games in New York in one day, that's kind of interesting.
Well, I guess I've beaten that to death. Andy, anything else to share with us for the Red Sox? Any thoughts on what we've seen in the last week?
Well, we've seen a little bit of ups and downs for the Red Sox, you know, but they should have a plentiful weekend, I would think, against the Miami Marlins coming into town. But, of course, you say you got to play the games on the field, that's for sure, but... real test will start for the Red Sox beginning on Monday of next coming week as they head out for a road trip, which will play four games in Houston against the first-place Astros. And then they'll be in the Bronx taking on the Yankees next weekend. And then coming back to Fenway a week from Tuesday, the Astros come in for three more. So the Red Sox will have 10 games coming up after this weekend series of the Marlins against top caliber team, so we'll really have an idea where the Red Sox stand coming up in about 2 weeks from now.
You got it, and May's just about over. Got about 2 months into the season. Andy, we'll talk again soon, but always great talking with you, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and I appreciate it.
There he is, Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.